Supporters of a ballot initiative to reform the dialysis industry have filed more than 600,000 signatures with county officials up and down the state. All of this happened yesterday, all of this in an effort to try to get it on the November ballot. More from KVCR's Benjamin Perper.
The so-called Fair Pricing for Dialysis Act would limit dialysis corporations' revenues to 15% above what they spend on patient care and rebate anything above that to insurance companies. However, it does not require insurers to pass that on to consumers. Sean Worley with the union SEIWUHW West says the idea is to incentivize the companies to put more profits back into patient care, like hiring more staff and getting new equipment.
So if they do all that, they can charge more. They just can't take more than 15% above that cost.
Worley notes that dialysis giants Fresenius and DaVita made $3.9 billion in 2016 and says the union has heard complaints that some clinics are dirty, have faulty equipment, or are severely understaffed. Last year, a bill to establish minimum staffing levels in dialysis clinics passed the state Senate, but is still awaiting a vote in the state assembly. For KVCR News, I'm Benjamin Perper.